It's time for the emergency break of the week.
It's Gordon Keith here. What's the best way to fight this wintry weather?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Well, it's by sitting in and watching cattle?
By a wheels-off comment.
By watching cattle on digital satellite TV.
Or technical meltdown.
I just came in from out in the cold and I just can't think. Okay.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week.
Apparently he had some sort of surgically repaired lower abdomen surgery.
On the little ticket.
Yeah, I was just about to ask you what the heck you're talking about, and I have to ask myself that question. Watching cattle. what were you trying to say?
I have no idea. I think I was trying to talk about surgery.
All right, it's time for the e-break. 7:57 on the ticket. You got the Musers here from Augusta, Georgia. Thanks to the greatness of Gentleman Jack. I'll tell you about our trip around Augusta National at 8:15 and the great day for Jordan Spieth as well. But right now, it's the emergency break of the week. We give you three candidates, and we let you vote on it at 888-787-1310. Let's have a little respect. We're here at the Masters, so let's do this right today. Candidate number one comes to us from the special WrestleMania show that aired last Friday. This was Ty Waka and Jer. Did you guys give it a listen to get geared up for WrestleMania?
Yes, I did.
Well, of course you did, Jerry. You were doing the show. What about Gordo and Junior? Did you support
him? I heard every minute of it.
There was no way.
Didn't hear one
Junior's
second.
Eating on the air again.
I just re-listened to every minute of it.
Well, this is how it ended between Ty and Jer, as Ty tried to promote the next show on the air.
Thanks to Mr. Fahey.
Woo!
Thanks to Jer for coming up here after a long day. We appreciate it. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate those folks that did stick around and listen to us. We hope you enjoyed it. Coming up next, it's Pharrell a Bitch. Pharrell? Did I say Pharrell on Bitch?
No, you said Pharrell's a Bitch.
It's been a long day for me.
It has.
Too. Pharrell on the Bench is next here on the ticket.
Pharrell.
So shocking.
Pharrell's a Bitch.
Pharrell's a Bitch.
We were all so tired by then. It'd been such a long day.
Yeah, that's right. He was a combatant in the April Fool's Open as well. All right, one more time.
Thanks to Mr. Fahey.
Woo!
Thanks to Jer for coming up here after a long day. We appreciate it. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate those folks that did stick around and listen to us. We hope you enjoyed it. Coming up next, it's Pharrell a Bitch. Pharrell? Did I say Pharrell on Bitch?
No, you said Pharrell's a Bitch.
It's been a long day for me,
too. It has.
Pharrell on the Bench is next here on the ticket.
Boy, and he was swerving going into that.
Yeah, that's usually the case. You have a swerve and then a crash in the emergency break of the week. So there's Ty Walker Chicken up for an e-break. This also happened last Friday, and by now you've undoubtedly heard it a few dozen times. But in case you were just driving around last Friday, this had to stop you down a little bit if you're listening to the April Fool's Open and one Jeremy Moran lined up a 3-inch putt. Jer for a 21 on the par 5 fifth hole here at Prairie Lakes. On the way in short. It is short.
Hey, breaking news on number 5. Mike Reiner teeing off on the difficult par 5. The same hole that I believe Jeremy just made a 22 on. Sounds like a 23.
What happened? Jeremy just left the short for 3 inches away. I've never seen that in my life. Oh my God! Is that a 23, Jer? He left it short from 3 inches away.
I don't think George is doing well.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jer.
I have a heart attack.
I'm laughing at Jer Smith, but that is the funniest thing I think I've ever witnessed.
Man, it it's just a week later, I still can't believe what I saw. And then you guys have seen the video since.
Yes, it's so funny.
And you saw what I saw and how I could laugh like that because Jared was such a cartoon character the way he did a foot stomp. He did this real exaggerated foot stomp after he missed it. It all
I was trying
so
to knock
fast.
It in.
I know, but and it was such a cartoon.
And he had a funny putting stance, and he was wearing a purple T-shirt, and just
the whole thing.
It was the perfect storm.
Yes, it was the perfect storm, and we already had the giggles anyway. We had already laughed about 50 times before that.
As you mentioned, it was like a Laurel and Hardy foot stomp, because you know how the film back then was sped up a little bit?
The stroke was so fast, and then the foot stomp, it almost interrupted his putting stroke. It was so soon after.
It all sucks.
It was so quick.
Oh, man. I still can't take it. I still can't take it. All right, so there's Jer up for an e-break with that missed 3-inch putt.
The other thing that's funny about that is Corby, when he asks you what happened, he says it in such a high pitch.
Like two guys on laughing gas trying to explain something.
You're over there rolling around on the grass.
And I did. I fell off of my chair. I was laughing so hard. I couldn't breathe. I couldn't do anything but laugh. All right, so that is candidate number two. Candidate number three is Corby. Now, we know the hardline likes to have a good time when they're on the air. Listen to this, and you tell me that they didn't start dipping into some Gentleman Jack yesterday afternoon.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage.
Shut
Excuse
up.
Excuse me.
You're drunk already.
I know. I had a shot.
Whoa.
Did I just cuss?
You already had three of those today, actually.
Are we up here?
By the way, Corby doo-dooed at the Masters. He did. Yeah, he bombed the Masters.
That's how they ended their show yesterday. What a mess. Are we up here?
What is Corby's deal that he will go number two at major sporting events?
It's nothing. That's his big thing.
Nothing.
He said that he wants to bomb every major.
It happens, man.
All right, one more time.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage.
Shut
Excuse
up.
Excuse me.
You're drunk already.
I had a shot.
Whoa.
Did I just cuss?
You already had three of those today, actually.
Are we up here?
By the way, Corby doo-dooed at the Masters. He did. Yeah, he bombed the Masters.
There was nothing slick about any of that broadcasting.
No. Well, how about Danny's voice? He did that three times.
He did a couple shots.
And then there's Masters.
And then there's Mike, who's almost off mic, asking, "Are we up here? Are we up here?"
Yeah, I think it's one more time on that.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage.
Shut
Excuse
up.
Excuse me.
You're drunk already.
I had a shot.
Whoa.
Did I just cuss?
You already had three of those today, actually.
Are we up here?
By the way, Corby doo-dooed at the Masters. He did. Yeah, he bombed the Masters.
I don't know. Is that how the Golf Channel wound it up last night?
One broadcaster accusing another one.
By the way, Rich Lerner doo-dooed at the Masters today. Randall Chamblee going, yeah, he did. Oh, man.
That's a funny way to phrase it, too. Not doo-dooed at the course, or he doo-dooed at the Masters.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man. All right. So those are your three candidates, Jer, Ty, or Corby. 888-787-1310. Let's all vote responsibly. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Yes, I would like to respectfully vote for you, George, and I love
you madly, Georgia.
Okay, I guess that's a me and Jer vote there. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Good morning. I would like to responsibly vote in a proper Southern fashion for the Cobra's defecation in Augusta.
Okay. Thank you for your vote, sir.
The defecation and the Confederation.
Hello, you're on Ticket Radio AM and FM.
Vaginal size, more and more.
No, not on Masters Week. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
George.
Yeah.
What's going on, man?
Not much. How are you?
Good. Bunch of freeloaders. Y'all can't go. Y'all can't afford to go there on your own dime. You had to get Woodford Reserve to do it.
No, it was actually Gentleman Jack.
But or yeah. Whatever.
Why is this guy so combative?
Come on, just enjoy it, would you? Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, I've got 5 votes for whoever's got the most. And you guys go to commercial.
What?
What did he say?
I don't know. Hello?
He said he's got 5 votes for whoever's got the most right now so we can go to commercial.
Oh. Well, no, we can't do that. Hi, you're on the ticket. Hello?
Sports Talker? Yes, I'd like to responsibly vote for Dale Hanson's Blue Waffle.
Gross.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
I'd like to vote for Ty Walker. Okay.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Yes, sir. Hello.
Hey, musers.
Oh, it's Tiger Woods.
Hey, I like it when anybody calls somebody a bitch. Number one should win.
That's Ty Walker. Thank you.
It's great, Tiger Woods.
Hello. You are on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yes, I'd like to vote for Corby Doodoo, Hooter Brown, and Cody Milley.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Am I on AM radio?
Yes,
die.
Ma'am.
Oh.
No, don't die. Keep going.
Hey, Jesus, I want to vote for Snake L. Davidson and the Hardline. Love you. Happy Masters.
Happy Masters, fake Natalie Maines. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Reginald Sykes-Bornborn.
No, 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 no. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Terrell on the bench. What's up, musers?
Hey, not much.
Reginald Sykes-Bornborn.
No, no, no,
yes,
no.
Yes, you bet.
We'll put that as a tie vote, but no, of course not. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Howdy, folks. Clay Cooley here. Wanted to cast a responsible vote, please, for Reginald Sykes-Bornborn.
No, stop.
Great.
Hope you're
see
happy
how this
now.
Trend's
it's taken
going.
On. It stinks. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I'm going to vote responsibly for Farrell's a bitch.
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello.
Hey, I'd like to vote.
Yeah.
First, I want to ask, do you think that Ernie Els was inspired by Jer's performance last week?
Maybe.
Very similar.
Are you voting for Jer?
I am.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Corby's doo-doo.
And ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner with that very unfortunate vote.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage.
Shut
Excuse
up.
Excuse me.
You're drunk already.
I know. Corby. I had a shot.
Whoa.
Did I just cuss?
You already had 3 of those today, actually.
Are we up here?
By the way, Corby doo-dooed at the Masters. He did. Yeah, he bombed the Masters.
Gosh. What a way to finish up their coverage. All right, how many is that for one Cobra?
That is the 46th win for the Augusta Brown Bomber.
Gosh, man. Come on.
Everybody stop it.
Everybody. All right, it's 8:10 on the ticket. Up next.